You will hear an interview with a girl called Claire Hansen, who is talking about her interest in a golden yellow stone called amber. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Today, I'm with student Claire Hansen, who's very interested in amber, a yellowish stone that's often found on beaches and gets used in jewellery. Claire, welcome. So, why the interest in amber?
Well, first let me explain a bit about what amber is. It's actually a resin, a kind of sticky liquid that comes from trees, so it's 100% natural. And it was formed when there were vast forests everywhere across Europe. And this resin dropped from the trees into the ground. It slowly turned into a stone-like substance, became fossilised, in other words. It's a process that's happened over millions of years, which for me has always been the real appeal of it. But people mostly just love it because it's just so gorgeous, even though it's not sparkly like diamonds, say.
And when you were a child, your mum took you on an amber hunt on the beach, didn't she?
Yes. Amber's often washed up onto the beaches near where I live. So one year, some people there held an amber hunt for children to teach them about it, really. I learned a lot from that, although I don't think that's what my mum was thinking when we went there. She just thought it was something enjoyable she and I could do together, and we still do.
So, did you find anything on that first amber hunt?
Well, quite a number of people were successful, including me. I came across several pieces. But thinking about it now, I'm sure the people holding the amber hunt must have put some on the beach for us to find. I've never discovered that much amber on a single day since then. Anyway, I've no longer got those pieces. We had to give them back to the organisers.
And do you and your mum still go searching for amber?
Yes, and it's not always easy. For example, we recently went to a beach a bit further up the coast from us. To be honest, it wasn't an ideal day. When we arrived, the area was covered in fog, although it soon lifted, so that was good. But it was still tricky. The sea was rough, so we'd look carefully through all the stones on one area of the beach, only to find a big wave would suddenly come along and wash even more of them onto the sand, along with pieces of old wood and shells, although they were really interesting too. But we did find a few small pieces of amber.
Good. And have you been to shops that actually sell amber?
Oh yes, and of course the polished pieces are quite a contrast to the unpolished stuff you find on the beach. They're all shiny and attractive looking, but what I hadn't expected the first time I saw it was that even larger pieces just weren't the weight I thought they'd be. And apparently, you can sometimes find small insects preserved right inside the amber, but I haven't discovered any like that, sadly.
So do you ever see big pieces of amber in the shops?
Yes. One shop owner had a really huge piece, which he gave me to hold. I think Mum was really worried I'd let it go, as I was a bit, but I was trying to be careful. But then he told me how much it was worth, and I really couldn't believe my ears, as it was thousands of pounds. That was much more remarkable than how big it was, even though I'd never come across a piece of those dimensions before.
Right. And have you decided what to do with the pieces you did find on the beach?
Well, my first thought was to get someone to create a necklace from them. Much better than just keeping them at home somewhere where I'd never see them. But then I decided to let the local museum borrow them to include in a display so other people can get some benefit from them. I can think later about what to do with them.
Claire, thanks so much for popping...
Now you will hear part four again.
Today I'm with student Claire Hansen, who's very interested in amber, a yellowish stone that's often found on beaches and gets used in jewellery. Claire, welcome. So, why the interest in amber?
Well, first let me explain a bit about what amber is. It's actually a resin, a kind of sticky liquid that comes from trees, so it's 100% natural. And it was formed when there were vast forests everywhere across Europe. And this resin dropped from the trees into the ground. It slowly turned into a stone-like substance, became fossilised in other words. It's a process that's happened over millions of years, which for me has always been the real appeal of it. But people mostly just love it because it's just so gorgeous, even though it's not sparkly like diamonds, say.
And when you were a child, your mum took you on an amber hunt on the beach, didn't she?
Yes. Amber's often washed up onto the beaches near where I live. So one year, some people there held an amber hunt for children to teach them about it, really. I learned a lot from that, although I don't think that's what my mum was thinking when we went there. She just thought it was something enjoyable she and I could do together, and we still do.
So did you find anything on that first amber hunt?
Well, quite a number of people were successful, including me. I came across several pieces. But thinking about it now, I'm sure the people holding the amber hunt must have put some on the beach for us to find. I've never discovered that much amber on a single day since then. Anyway, I've no longer got those pieces. We had to give them back to the organisers.
And do you and your mum still go searching for amber?
Yes, and it's not always easy. For example, we recently went to a beach a bit further up the coast from us. To be honest, it wasn't an ideal day. When we arrived, the area was covered in fog, although it soon lifted, so that was good. But it was still tricky. The sea was rough, so we'd look carefully through all the stones on one area of the beach, only to find a big wave would suddenly come along and wash even more of them onto the sand, along with pieces of old wood and shells, although they were really interesting too. But we did find a few small pieces of amber.
Good. And have you been to shops that actually sell amber?
Oh yes, and of course the polished pieces are quite a contrast to the unpolished stuff you find on the beach. They're all shiny and attractive looking, but what I hadn't expected the first time I saw it was that even larger pieces just weren't the weight I thought they'd be. And apparently, you can sometimes find small insects preserved right inside the amber, but I haven't discovered any like that, sadly.
So do you ever see big pieces of amber in the shops?
Yes. One shop owner had a really huge piece, which he gave me to hold. I think Mum was really worried I'd let it go, as I was a bit, but I was trying to be careful. But then he told me how much it was worth, and I really couldn't believe my ears, as it was thousands of pounds. That was much more remarkable than how big it was, even though I'd never come across a piece of those dimensions before.
Right. And have you decided what to do with the pieces you did find on the beach?
Well, my first thought was to get someone to create a necklace from them. Much better than just keeping them at home somewhere where I'd never see them. But then I decided to let the local museum borrow them to include in a display so other people can get some benefit from them. I can think later about what to do with them.
Claire, thanks so much for popping.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.